One man that we love, and he's back home. He's finally come back home.
Yes.
Former Adelaide Crows champ and our very own Triple M's Sam Jacobs joins us. G'day, Sauce, and welcome.
Hello, boys. How are we going?
Very well, mate. You're back. So you're back. You're settled into your house again. I know how, well, delicate you treated that lawn of yours. Now, what sort of state is it in? Is it green? Is it dying? Does it need fertiliser? Does it need clipping? Does it need edging? What stage are you at with it?
Burn. Yeah, boys, I've got my bounce back, been back in the great state. Great state. but no, the lawn's actually all right, Burn. As you know, my parents-in-laws are farmers, so they've chucked some urea on the lawn while I was gone.
Yes.
So it just needed a little mow and a little trim, and it's actually looking all right, but it just need a couple of weeks and it'll be flourishing again.
Yeah, funny story about that. Dad actually said to Mum, yeah, you can use some, I've got some urea out the back in a bag for you. You can spread on the lawn. But it was actually vetch seed and she spread it and then we had all these vetch coming up through our lawn.
You poor mum.
Poor mum. And Dad's, yeah, it's out there somewhere. Describe some bag it was in and she's gone to the wrong bag. He's thinking, the lawn's not really, kicking on and there's some weeds coming through. very funny. But what are the plans, Sauce? Now you're back, what are you going to do with yourself?
Not a lot at the moment, just take a bit of a break. But obviously re-engage with the family at Triple M. So at the moment, all I've got to look forward to is the SANFL Grand Final at the moment. So I'm actually enjoying just tidying up the house and just spending time with family.
And speaking of that, you can advertise that. You're going to be a special comments man or on the boundary
rider
for the SANFL Grand Final. Are you up to speed with all the SANFL news and players?
Yeah, I'm emotional about it. It's our boys, Burn.
Our boys,
the Eagles, are back in the granny, and what better setting than to be against Jars's boys. So he claims most SANFL clubs, Jars, but I think he's on the North wagon. North wagon this week.
Oh, he is because they're in it. But are you gonna wear any Eagles gear, like a scarf or a Guernsey or?
We'll just have to wait and see. Now I know we're on radio, but we'll just have to wait and see game day. But
here we go.
I'm very excited and absolutely. I'm across all the SANFL. Obviously follow it very closely, and I've got a few mates playing the Eagles still. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, you boys have got to go in for a long day because when I put my Roosters jumper on and all my medals around my neck on Sunday, you won't get near us.
Have you heard our bet, Sauce?
Oh no, I haven't. What's the latest bet?
We've had a bet. So we had a competition where the listeners, the beautiful family, were texting in and tweeting in and stuff. And we've nailed it down to a challenge. Right. So if North Adelaide win, I've got to run down Main North Road for 2 kilometres until I get to...
Prospect Road, you twit.
Oh, I thought you said Main North Road.
Prospect Road, you got to run
Prospect
down.
Prospect Road. Righto. Well, leave it with me. Let me get to the good bit. Then I've got to do a lap of Prospect Oval, finishing in the goals.
In the mascot outfit.
In the North Adelaide mascot outfit. How hot do you think it'll be under there?
That is absolutely brilliant. And I hope you don't put the head on so that way everyone can see that you're running as well.
Actually, might be better with the head on. But then Jars has to do the same thing. He's going down Port Road and then onto Woodville Oval and he's got to do a lap. I reckon he may not get to the Oval. He might pass out before he gets there. About at the Hungry Jacks or something before Ledger Road.
He wouldn't even know where Woodville Oval is, do you, Jars?
Now, Sauce, you went away for 6 months. What did you learn? What did it teach you?
I learned a lot, actually. It was part of the reason why I went up there was not only just for the footy, but I guess for the education side as well. And I guess, without delving into it too far, just it reaffirmed a few of my thoughts around what I think creates success and what works. And obviously, it's such a different market up in Sydney to what we're used to in Adelaide and Melbourne. So it's obviously real challenging up there, and they're doing a fantastic job, but... unfortunately, we didn't get the on-field success, but I certainly learned a lot about, what works and what doesn't.
What I learnt when I went to other footy clubs, it gives you a good insight on different organisations, the way they go about things, and you can hold that if you do coaching down the path, even if you just coach at local level. I felt like I learnt a lot in comparison to the two footy clubs. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, starting my time at Carlton as well, being in Melbourne, and something that really appealed to me was, I guess, experiencing the big club in Melbourne. Obviously, spent a lot of my time and loved my time here in Adelaide, but to also learn New South Wales and just to try something different. And It is. It's because it's obviously they're only, you know, 8, 9 years old, the Giants, and a lot of these guys that are 26, 27, they're the ones that are, I guess, you know, have effectively been there and grown the club. So it's so different, and, you know, we've got so much media here in Adelaide that in Sydney, we'd just take anything. If we can just make the news, we're happy. So it's just so different, but they're certainly making inroads. It's going to take time, but, you know, there's a lot of positive steps taken.
Source, obviously you're trying to work out what you want to do next year. The Norwood Football Club are looking for a senior coach. Would you contemplate maybe going for an interview? Would you look at something like that moving forward?
Oh, obviously coaching is something I'm interested in, and as along with, you know, list management and all that. And at the moment, everything's on the table. And, you know, obviously I love footy and I love coaching. And I feel I've got a real a good knowledge base behind me to be able to put that in place if I needed to go down the coaching path.
Oh, good. Hey, I saw you playing basketball the other day, a little clip. And you got a bit of a sledge from an NBA player. You want to run us through that?
Oh, yeah. I'll triple. And now I've got one of my mates, Joe Ingles, obviously at the Jazz in the off-season. And he was getting into me about playing basketball and all that sort of stuff. So I just sent him a little clip, but unfortunately, I nailed my second free throw and the first one was building houses. So. Oh,
mate,
but it was good. I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Well done. Now, mate, before we let you go, and we're going to see plenty of you here in the Triple M family, your prelim tips, your prelim finals, who do you think will go through to the grand final? Who will win it?
Well, at the moment, obviously, it's really interesting because I feel that the two teams that won the semis could easily be favourites. So I think they're both going to be really close finals.
Yeah.
I think Geelong will get through. I think they're just cherry ripe at the moment. And I think Port's pressure and the way they're playing at the moment, I think they dominated Geelong, and I see no reason why they can't. And I heard a stat the other day that they've got every player on their list available, which is unheard of. And they're primed for a good night as well.
Have you put on any weight, Source? I know it hadn't been too long, but do you plan to have a fitness regime, or are you just going to let everything go like Jars did?
He's still celebrating the premiership since the mid-90s.
He's in the premiership hangover that goes for 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great question. I was about 106 when I left, and then I went out, just blew out probably 1.5 through the season.
Real quick.
But I've got back onto it, and I'm back down to where I was.
What's that, about 130?
Definitely keep trying.
Mate, all the best. We can't wait to see you on Sunday. Triple M's Rockin' Football, where the tradition continues on. North Adelaide take on the Eagles. We'll see you then, buddy.
Look forward to it, boys. Thank you.
And there he is, our very own favourite, Sammy Jacobs, here on the Rush Hour.